Blog Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Jr. That's right. It's his birthday. Well, actually, it was yesterday, but we're celebrating the whole weekend, so we're celebrating today. So thank you for joining me this morning, Monday, January 16th, 2023. And if you're celebrating a birthday, we're celebrating it with you. So be sure in and let us know, and we'll mention you on the air, and you can even say happy birthday to yourself. How about that? Let us also keep in mind the sick and the shut-in and families and communities in need of prayer. And let's send up a special prayer this morning for one of our members of the media, Ms. Chinta Strasberg, who's in the hospital. She does the press for Operation Push. And you probably remember her from a lot of community newspapers, including the Chicago Defender. But I just got word from our executive producer of the show, Naima Latif, that she is in the hospital. So let us keep her and anyone else in the hospital. Let's give them love, light, and healing energy. Just by thinking the thoughts, we can send those thoughts to them. So let us do that as a collective this morning. Yes, that's what we're talking about, the collective this morning. We're celebrating the legacy of Dr. King, but the question is, what will we do next? What will you do next? And we as a community. If you're listening online, we'll take your questions after comments and questions after the 7:30 break. And you can call in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. And you can also join us on our social media platforms. That would be Facebook and YouTube, Higher Learning TV Show. And catch them both there. But before we go there, we're going to give you a weather update if you're headed out and about this morning. Showers in the neighborhood, yes, they are. Rain is in the forecast. And traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. And if you are an owner, a business owner, or an entrepreneur, and you have a service or a product that will that you have to offer for the public, then you can share that information via the iTex website. And you can also go shopping. Anything you can buy at any big box store, you can buy it on iTex. And the good thing about it is you don't have to pay money. So you pay attention or pay cash. So which one do you want to do? Anyway, if you will go to that website and mention my name, Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A, Zelda, that's what Richard McGee used to say, that is the promo code in order to get the $100 bonus where you can go shopping immediately. So you want to go check that out. Okay, so now it's time to check in on the traffic if you're going out today, if you're going out and about. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. Showers on and off today. Grab your umbrella and your boots, too. It's going to be a little rainy. Wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. That's a lot. And high 49 today with scattered showers in the 40s all week. And if you want to go to the Caribbean or anywhere, Africa, Europe, Asia, it doesn't matter, anywhere on the planet, you can travel, too. We've traveled all over the world, so. And good thing about it, you know, hotels cost a fortune. You don't have to pay for hotels because you can get iTex properties. Yes, I love it, I love it, I love it. So I'm just sharing that with you. As we take a look at CTA and Metro, no reported delays, your usual, their normal schedule. But on CTA, Pulaski Avenue is closed at Madison and Jackson due to an accident there, and CPD is on the scene. If you are headed out to the airport, always allow yourself some extra time. Right now, the traffic inbound is 24 minutes in, 21 out. On the Edens, it's 26 in, 20 out. And inbound on the Eisenhower, you know it's always congested there. It is 28 minutes in and 21 on the reverse. On the Stevenson, 18 in and 14 out. On the Dan Ryan, your usual delays from 95th to 35th. It is 13 minutes inbound and 12 on the reverse. On the Bishop Ford, it's 12 minutes in both directions, and Lakeshore Drive, it is 9 minutes in both directions. And that's your traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. So just go to chicagoitex.com, and you type in the word Zelda, and that will be your promo code. Okie dokie. And if you are or want to be on our list, you can also text Strix Relief to 219-699-2114. And we will include you in our weekly update in our newsletter. And that is your traffic and weather. Today we're honoring the legacy of Dr. King. So what? Now what? And I am honored to share with you the legacy of Dr. King today. And more importantly, I'm honored to be on the microphone this morning sharing with you information that can help you get to the next level in life. And I give thanks that I am part of a network of women that care enough. You should hear our Sunday morning conversations. And I always tell Naomi, you got to record them, girl. People need to hear these. You know, take exercise. People don't need to hear everything we're saying because we're planning for the week, right? So maybe I need to start taking, because there's just a whole lot of good information out there that we talk about during the course of our Sunday morning meeting. So I just had to share that with you. But right now I want to share with you something that we do here on a weekly basis, but we do it with a purpose, and that is our Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And why do we meditate, and why is that so important? Because we're all caught up in the matrix. And Ralph Smart talked about that last night. Actually, he talks about it every day. But on Soul Purpose Healing last night, we had a chance to hear a little bit of what he's talking about. And you see, it's not until we come out of or begin the process of coming out of the matrix can we do the work that Dr. King left us to do. Because his legacy was not about him. It was about the community, about the collective. So each and every one of us had a job to do. And that job begins within. That job begins getting quiet, because when you drown out all the noise, all the distractions, radio, TV, I don't even have to say this, you already know. Yes, we live in a complex world. We live in a world where data is being driven all day, every day, and we are bombarded. We're on overload. And you wonder why we're so stressed out, because we haven't spent the first 5 days, the first 5 minutes of the day inside. And what does that mean? Well, let's find out what it means. Let's go within. Let us go within, because we have been bamboozled for the last... I talked about it on the show last night, the last 37 years. If you didn't go see it, go back and see it on Soul Purpose Healing with Sienna, and you'll be glad you did. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. But in the meantime, in between time, let us honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King by first honoring the legacy of our. It is the legacy within that is most important. And the fact that you tuned in today, congratulations. That means you are aware, you are conscious that we must become still if we are to gain any momentum in this race against the human race. It's not about color. It's not about any of that. It's about within. So let us prepare this morning as we become quiet, as we become still. Turn off everything. The first 5 minutes of the day needs to belong to you. So turn off your phone. Turn off the TV. Just turn off out there and turn in here. Oh, my goodness. I see the sun rising, coming up over. Oh, gosh, it's beautiful. I wish I could show it to you. But it's simply gorgeous. And this is the time. This is the time to tune in and hear what the universe is saying to you. The universe is always speaking, but we got too many distractions going on. So let us become quiet. Let us become still and close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the what? Inside of your eyelids. Okay? Where's my little tongue? There it is. And what we will do is inhale to the count of five, hold it for 5 seconds, and then when you blow it out through your nose, through your mouth. Inhale through the mouth and blow it out. Excuse me. Inhale through the nose, hold it 5 seconds, and exhale through the mouth. And when we let it out through the mouth, we're going to push that air out. When you inhale, you want to expand that chest, open that chest up so you can feel the breath reverberating all over the body, especially up here. And as you exhale, you want to force it out. You want to let out that tension. Okay? And from time to time, you will hear this. And that is a reminder for your thoughts to go back to the breath. Because the mind has a tendency to wander, and it will wander. So let us become still. Close your eyes and think and focus on your breath, because it is the breath that will keep you in times of chaos and confusion. So let us begin the process of breathing in. Hold it 5 seconds and breathe out. Once more, breathe in and breathe out. Always, I'm doing the right thing. And we give thanks. That keeps us in times of... Yeah. Blow it out. as you breathe out. Inner beings, the inner world. And as we have that we can share with bringing that energy and as the breath shoulders, we inhale deeply. Does in the morning alone. I mean, wiggle those toes, sending more love back. Then, that good prana, as Ralph Smart would say, bringing that good breath back up through the legs. Hold it. Long deep breath through the nose, bringing that energy. Put them out and fight it. Having human divinely guided in. One more long up the head and twisting that through the thing that we are on. Right place, right time. Breathe in. Thanks. It's our first line of defense. And as we breathe in, and as we breathe out, we know that the breath can help us in times of chaos and confusion. And it is the breath work that we are experiencing right here, right now, that will enable us to stay focused. As we take one long, last, deep inhale deeply. And this time, let us bend our head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the left. And slowly bring it around to the back and over to the right and back front, head up, inhale deeply, hold it, and as we exhale, bring the head down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the right and slowly bring it around to the left and back around to the front. Head up, inhale deeply, and as you exhale, look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck. Ooh, yeah, that feels good, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Exhale, bringing the head back forward, and inhale deeply, and look to the right as far as you possibly can, stretching the neck to the left part, excuse me, stretching the neck so you can feel the stretch in the neck, and bringing the head back, inhale deeply, hold it, and exhale. And now it is time to practice our affirmations. Two of the most powerful affirmations on the planet are I am, but don't believe me. If you've been following this broadcast long enough, you know I am are the words that we put in place, are the spiritual words that we put in place. I am that I am. So whatever you choose to put after it, those words, that is exactly what you will experience. And I always like to say, I am healthy. I am happy. I am whole and complete. I am divinely guided and protected. I am unique, divine, and one of a kind. I give thanks for the power of the breath that moves, thinks, and has its being in, through, and around me, this vessel, this spirit that I call Zelda Speaks. And I give thanks for the elders who came before me to make my way. And you can say any words that you like because it is entirely up to you. And it is imperative that you take the time and remember what you adorn your body with is what you can become. You see, because on my blog here, you'll see that we created something in mind just for you. And all you have to do is go to the page and you'll see. It's Breathwork T-shirts, How to Overcome Fear, Doubt, and Self-Love. And Breathwork is crucial to your daily survival. So when you go to the blog, you'll see that. But you'll also see the T-shirts. Meditate to Activate. And these are the T-shirts that we use to help the homeless. And there are many of them. So, and I will post that on our other blog, hlntv.blogspot.com, because the powers that be don't want you to be aware of your breath. And you know they will kick you off when you tell them too much truth. So I'll post that on the blog, and I'll put that up there on the other blog. Okay, so you need to meditate. You deserve to meditate to activate. They don't want you to activate. They want you to stay stuck in the matrix, just like as many of us are. But the good thing about it is that we recognize it. And when you recognize it, that means when you know better, you can do better. So there's meditate to activate. This is my favorite, inhale wealth and exhale debt. Everybody loves that one. Inhale faith and exhale fear. Blow it out. Inhale love and exhale hate. Inhale the genius in me and exhale doubt. See, the fashion designers know things that we don't know. But you can't say you don't know anymore, because now you do. So you've got to share this with someone. So be careful of what you are inhaling during the day. Know that your breath work is crucial to the quality of life that you expect. So I just wanted to share those, the T-shirts with you, and you can go to my blog. I love this. Inhale affirmations, exhale negative self-talk. And I'll put that on my blog. I said, why, Zelda, do you find it necessary to do the work that you do? Because Dr. King left that information with me. His legacy continues because of the work that we all have to do. And how do we do that? By paying attention to that which we are directed to do. And I was directed to do this, and I hope that you will share this with someone else, because we are all in this together. And I thank you for the time that you're spending with me this morning, and that you will spend sharing this information, because sharing is caring. And when we come back, we will share with you a list of places that are available for the Dr. King celebration. Oh, and I do apologize. I forgot to mention why we're selling those T-shirts. It's because of what Dr. King said that we must do, and we must continue the work in the community. And the work in the community for us is on our weekly, sometimes twice weekly, visit to the homeless, because as a community, we've got to look out for each other. And this is from our Instagram page. They need butane, y'all. It's cold out there. They need that butane.
Thank you. Yes, I do. My problem's like bad, ma'am. I need medical attention. I got it, though. I went to the doctor right on the table.
$9.87 at Walmart. There's a Kelly Wilkins from the Hunt Foundation said this. This is food. I wanted them to be able to see it. These are sandwiches. You can't see them, but they look really good. So be sure and share them. Oh, and this is a suitcase. Somebody needs a suitcase. One of our fellow members donated a suitcase. I'll carry that. Go ahead. As you can see, somebody sent a suitcase. So there's a suitcase. If you've got anything to help people keep going, carry their belongings. We give thanks and we hope that you'll have a heart. And just remember, Tent City is right here by BP gas station. Donations are tax deductible, higherlearningnetwork.org. Taylor and Display. Okay? Thank you so much. God bless. Have a great weekend and thanks for sharing this video.
And thank you for going to our Instagram page and sharing that video, because it is this kind of work that Dr. King is talking about. What are we doing in our community to help those who need help? Not as Father Flager would say, don't condemn them because they're homeless. You don't know what their situation is. There are people who are going to work every day, collecting a check every week or every other week or whenever, and they're homeless. And they're your coworkers. They're your friends and family. And it is not up to us to judge them. It is up to us to support them in any way that we can. Now, we always go to Walmart because they're the cheapest to get those butane canisters, two of them. They're 16-ounce canisters. They last 8 hours. So just know that when you are purchasing a tax-deductible purchase, you're helping keep somebody warm. Doesn't that make you feel good that you help somebody keep warm at night? It sure makes me feel good, and I hope you'll join me on that venture. And on that note, let's go take a break, and we'll be right back.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student's needs. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Back here on The Female Solution. The lines are open at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We're celebrating and honoring the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And the question is, what next? What are you doing? What are you doing in the community? And I just want you to know that you're the chosen one. Yeah, the fact that you're listening to this broadcast lets me know that you're the chosen one. And Mike House, remember, I always read his inspirational messages. Monday, January 16th, I am the chosen one. Yes, you are. Let me hear you say that. I am the chosen one. God chose every one of us to be a healer and a sacred activist. God empowered us to speak to the injustices among humanity. God is reminding us that we belong to each other. Has anyone ever told you that? Wow. How we carry out our individual mission must be rooted in a deeper understanding of love. God called us to love so deeply that our loving heals the oppressed and the oppressor. Let me say that again. God called us to love so deeply that our loving heals the oppressed and the oppressor. Now, you know that's some deep love. I stand for truth and reconciliation. I am here to love, to heal, and deliver justice. I speak truth to power and power to truth. I know and have everything I need to carry out my divine mission. I know my ancestors have prepared me for this moment. Let me say that again. I know my ancestors have prepared me for this moment. Regardless of my age, my experience, talents, and gifts, I know I was born to be great. Let me hear you say that out loud. I know I was born to be great. And we always say it three times, right? I know I was born to be great. Because I'm already great. I was chosen for this time. Thank you, faith, in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within. And so it is. Just as from the beginning he has chosen us through him before the foundation of the world, that we may become holy and without blemish before him. And that's taken from Ephesians 1 and 4. And that's your inspiration this morning from Mike House. And if you would like to be
recipient of our weekly newsletter. Just text us text the word stress relief to 219-699-214, and you can also email us info@higherlearningnetwork.org. And excuse me, that is your inspiration word from today. But right now, I would like to pull up events for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day events in the Chicago and the suburbs, from Hyde Park to Arlington Heights. And I will post this information on my blog as well. But it is the 33rd annual Martin Luther King Jr. Scholarship Breakfast at Operation Push. You know, Operation Push always has something going on. And there's plenty happening at the DuSable Museum. And I am, and the DuSable Museum History, DuSable Black History Museum and Education Center. I love the fact that the center is hosting a family-friendly day-long salute to Dr. King with a children's story time, a DJ, a pop-up civil rights exhibit, and educational activities, and more. And this event takes place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The admission is free, and the museum is located at 740 East 56th Place. I want to go back up to the scholarship breakfast, and I do believe Naima sent me that information, and I don't believe it's at Operation Push. I believe I saw something online where it says the 2023 Push Excel breakfast is at a Southside location. Yes, it is, 2121 South Prairie Avenue in Chicago. It starts at 8 a.m. Actually, it starts in a few minutes. And that's at the Marriott Marquis, Chicago, 2121 South Prairie Avenue. So there are lots of events going on today that you can participate in. And you can also participate in this conversation this morning if you'd like to call in, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And also comment on our Facebook page and our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. And Naima Latif says, Grand Rising, beautiful queen teacher, Grand Rising. My beautiful executive producer, Naima Latif, and she even put the website up there. I do have it, and I'll pull that up in just a moment. 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. As we continue down the line, the Hyde Park Art Center is a collaboration with numerous community groups. We'll honor Dr. King, as well as other historical black leaders throughout the day, and stories and performances with movie screenings from the Southside Movie Project. How about that? The Southside Movie Project, and that is from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Admission is free, and that's at the Hyde Park Arts Center, 5020 South Cornell Avenue. Also, I'm surprised to see this, but it is there. It is the, what is this called here? The Chicago History Museum, a family-friendly event honoring Dr. King's legacy today. And that's in Old Town. That begins at 10 a.m., followed by a community sing-along that highlights North Lawndale, where Dr. King lived during his time in Chicago. Family-friendly art activities and a screening of the 2008 documentary King in Chicago. And the admission is free. That's at 1601 North Clark Street. And there's something going on in Evanston, how students can participate. I love this, how students can participate. See, because we have got to get the young people involved. They know about Dr. King, but do they know of the trials and tribulations that we continue to experience because they haven't made up their mind that they want to participate? Well, not all of them. There are many that are doing something, and we commend the ones that are. But school districts in Illinois are able to choose whether or not to celebrate the holiday. Isn't that something? They can choose since when? They can choose. School districts can choose. No. Dr. King didn't choose between getting beat upside the head with a billy club or a dog pulling on his leg. He didn't have a choice. No, there's no choice in this. Who came up with that idea? School districts in Illinois are able to choose whether or not. That just baffles me. For example, classes for Chicago public schools will not be in session on Monday. Okay, we get that schools are closed. We get that. Oh, but they have the choice to participate and celebrate the holiday. Oh, okay. Let me get that through my head because I was having a moment here. Okay. I digress, but I go there sometime. I just had to share that because it's our civic duty to be responsible not only to ourselves and our families but our community. And that's how we do that, by getting involved, by being, let me get out of that, by being the kind of person that we need to be in order to be a better person in this quest to become, as Dr. King was, to follow his heart and his spirit despite being attacked. See, the attacks that Dr. King had were not just physical. It was mental. It was emotional. And I love what Ralph Smart talks about, the four stages of coming out of the matrix. Because as long as we are in the matrix, we will continue to do the things that we do to be trapped in a world that does not have your best interest at heart. The Creator has your best interest at heart. Dr. King had your best interest at heart. But we have got to the point where we continue to do the work to have the best interest of others, not only ourselves, but as a collective, as a community, because we can't do this alone. Anytime something pops up and it is a great experience, that's because there was a team involved. We cannot do it alone. So that's the question that I pose to you today. What are you doing to keep the dream alive? Well, you can share that at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. At the Higher Learning Network, we are doing the work that was placed on my heart by helping the less fortunate. Not here to judge how they got homeless. Not here to judge how they are currently living now. Some people drink, smoke, and, use drugs just because it's cold outside. This is Chicago. This is not Florida or Georgia or Texas. And I forgot to mention in Alabama and California, where it's flooding and just wiping people's lives out all over the world. Prayers for those who are in need, especially in Alabama and Florida and California. You see, people, it's chaos and confusion going on all over the world. And until we become centered, until we take the time to get involved with the community and do the things that are necessary to make this a better place to live, until we come out from under the matrix, because it is the matrix that will keep us here longer than we want to be there, keep us in a place we don't want to be, longer than we don't want to be there. And I love the fact that Ralph Smart talks about that, and he talks about the four stages of freedom. Dr. King talks about freedom, and we're talking about freedom as well, because there is a system in place that controls us, and that system is a system that we are so used to, we don't even question it, because it has been with us since birth. And those systems that control us are the food industry, because we have to eat. We think we do anyway. Everybody can't do smoothies, but you can. We're controlled by our food, by the government, by the medical, and corporate, because corporate runs America. You think you think. It's not who you think. It is who's running America. It's a corporation. America's a corporation. And Vieta Robinson says, Grand Rising Star Queen honoring Martin, a renewed consciousness to stop judging based on the color of their skin. How about that? How earth-shattering is that? Not to be judged by the color of your skin. As Dr. King said, by the content of your character. What are you doing on a daily basis to help the less fortunate? What are you doing to bring the community together? What have been placed on your heart that you are afraid to move on to because somebody might say you a little cuckoo? You running out there feeding them homeless people, taking them. Those people don't care nothing about you. They don't have to care anything about me. I care about them. That's enough. You see, old folks raised me. I never understood why my mom, when I'm what, 7 years old or something like that, we're living in Stateway Gardens, she sent me over to Lake Meadows to take care of an old lady I don't know nothing about. I'm over there taking out her garbage, washing her clothes, doing her dishes, going to the store, getting food for her. I don't even know this lady. Why am I doing that? Because my mom had the village mentality. And because of all the chaos and confusion going on in the world, the vision, the village mentality escapes us. Because we've become so self-centered, we stay in our rooms and eat dinner. We don't even talk to each other. There's a TV in this room. There's a TV in that room. It's all part of the programming. Get as many big flat-screen TVs you can. Go to Walmart, Kmart, any of the big box stores for the sale so that you can save $50 on a flat-screen on something that's going to continue to program you. Yeah, it's all about the programming. Ralph Smart talks about the four stages of freedom. And I want to share those with you. And I ask that you get pen and paper. And better yet, go to the internet, YouTube, and type in Ralph Smart, the four stages of freedom from the Matrix. Please go and do that. And you will see yourself in there somewhere. Because the first stage is getting mad. Getting mad. What will that do for you? Probably run your blood pressure up. Probably feel a little queasy in your stomach. So I don't know that that's the right thing. But that's what we do because we are passionate people and we get mad. We want to fight the power, whoever angers you. Whoever you, is it the government, is it the doctor, is it your teacher, is it your parents? I want you to think about this. Whoever angers you controls you. What are you talking about, though? Whoever angers you has control of your mind. My husband is a prime example. He gets on my nerves, and I know I get on his. But one day I realized when he was in one of his rants, I just looked at him. I didn't respond one way or the other. I simply watched him go through the emotional trauma of whatever is going on in his life and how it controls him. He doesn't know how to slow it down. And I have been that way most of the time. But he is teaching me not to let that anger, because he comes at me fiery, that I have to fire back. No, I stop and take a deep breath. And I just breathe. And I just listen. And don't absorb the drama. Because that trauma has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with what's going on in his life. So remember, whoever angers you controls you. Ralph Smart says we're living a prison planet. Have you ever thought about that? A prison planet. Because we are imprisoned in our minds because we allow something outside of ourselves to control how we are feeling. So how are you feeling today? Are you feeling controlled? That's a question that you have to answer honestly. Because remember, if you're angry at somebody, you just gave them your power. They are in control of how you feel and react to certain situations.
So we don't want to do that. That's why we need to practice the breathing. The breathing will help you calm yourself down long enough to begin the practice of breathing, of not giving your power away. And I'm going to, it's 8 o'clock. I know I talk a little bit too much sometimes, but that's what I do here at the Female Solution. We want to stop giving our power away. We want to be as powerful as we possibly can. And the way to do that is with the breath. So let's breathe in and breathe out as we go to commercial.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Grand Rising, and thank you for joining. Grand Rising, and thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness, and we're being mindful today because we're celebrating the lifelong legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and we're honoring the legacy, but the question is, it remains, what next? What, if anything, are we as a community doing to continue the legacy of Dr. King? And I want to go back to the question, or I should say to the solution that YouTuber Ralph Smart has left us with. And I just love, he talked about the four stages of freedom.
because we're all being controlled whether we're aware of it or not. And the first stage was getting mad. Who controls you in this prison planet? Do you control you, or does the person who does the outburst control you? Because you react to their anger. You have a responsibility to yourself not to react, but to develop the patience and the stamina and the tools and techniques that will allow you to remain calm in chaos and confusion, like that of breathing. There's a whole lot more that goes with it, but breathing is the first step. So the first stage was getting mad. The second stage is the solution. So the question is, what are we going to do about this? And in doing anything and getting justice, we must remain calm. You will learn in martial arts. They always tell you, in order to defeat your opponent, you cannot, I repeat, you cannot react. You must remain calm. How do you do that? By simply spending some QT. What's your ritual? What is your Monday? What is your morning ritual? What is your evening, afternoon, bedtime ritual? There must be a ritual set in place. Spiritual, ritual, two of the same. The word ritual is in the word spiritual. Learned that from Baba Kwame Sunhorse. So in the course of your day, in order for you to remain peaceful and calm, you need a ritual. And if you practice that ritual, you will notice, you'll see people explode. You'll be like, oh, okay. All right. Instead of, talking about me here. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. Oh, my favorite. This is number three. The four things that he talked about are the four stages of freedom. Going within is number three. The only way out is in. Inside. And how do you get there? Closing your eyes is real simple. And if you can, and I know you can, you might not want to, but you've got to get outside in nature. That's why you always have me talking about the trees. I told you, I used to think Oprah was crazy talking about the trees. I wasn't quite there yet, but I get it now. Because trees are part of nature. And nature nurtures. Nature never, ever will steal you wrong. It might feel like it when that hawk is slapping you in the face if you live in Chicago or wherever. Or if you're in Alabama, Texas, or Florida. And that water is sweeping. You don't want to be in that nature. You want to be in the calm nature. But if you've practiced long enough, when that chaos and confusion comes in the form of a tornado, a mental tornado, or a flood, you won't be so overwhelmed and spacey and have accidents and say things you really don't mean because you're in a time of chaos and confusion. That's why you have to meditate to activate. Remember those words when you are challenged physically, mentally, emotionally. You want to meditate to activate. Spending time with yourself is how to take back your power. Yeah, get off the grid. This is part of the grid, y'all. You don't have to have it on all day. That's necessary. People say, you don't return calls. Well, if you want to talk to me, you'll call again. And if you don't, oftentimes, I have to tune out in order to tune in. You've got to get off the grid. Distractions, that's what they are. Distractions will keep you focused in the matrix. Movies are a distraction. I'm not saying don't watch Netflix, Hulu. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is be conscious of the type of programming that you're being offered. I talk about this. My first book in 1997, I wrote The Passion Principles, Pathways to Purpose, Power, and Profit. And when I went to put it in the Library of Congress, and then when I went to the library, you know where they had that book? In the occult section. O-C-C-U-L-T, in the occult section. And we have been programmed to think in the occult is not good. You don't want to be there. So I was very pissed off. I'm just going to see it. And I said, how dare they? I'm trying to enlighten consciousness,
bring people out of the dark and bring them into an awareness. How dare they put my book in an occult? So that's why I'm so glad I self-published. You self-published in 1997, child, please. As many people turned me down, publishers turned me down. I was like, you will not stop me from getting this message out. And the book is out of print. I can't keep enough copies. So what I've done, I'm having it rewritten, and I'm going to put it on Kindle and Audible and all Smashwords and all of the other electronic outlets where you'll have access to it. So it doesn't matter if it's in the library in the occult section, because those who are leaders, who are family gatherers, who are community, part of the community of the collective, they will find it and they will read it and they will share it. And I thank you in advance for being part of that leadership that is not afraid to move forward and share that information. So if you've got some information you'd like to share this morning, we'd love to hear from you too. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And when we come back, I'm going to finish number 3. Actually, I'll go to number 4 because number 3 I was through. We're talking about the distractions that keep you from being focused, and your diet plays a big part of that. Talking about I can't eat no more meat. Yeah, because you got all the slaughtered chaos in you. I don't know what I mean. From that hot dog. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. What's your question or comment as we go through the phone line? 773-45. You're live on the Female Solution. Hi, who's this? Hi, who's this? Unmute yourself.
Grand Rising. Good morning. Hallelujah. Greetings.
Who's this? We can't
this
hear you.
This is Obadiah. How you doing?
Obadiah. So good to hear you. Grand Rising.
Grand Rising. Good morning and holiday greetings. Man, that's a great show so far. You know what's interesting, brother? It's when are we going to do self-care? You know, everybody listens to everybody else. Can you tell me you can't do the research on your own? Why do we lean over so hard and expect other people to show us the way when we have all the answers for our own lives inside our head?
Yes, sir.
I can only plant seeds, but you're the one that's got to do the work.
Amen.
We did a program about wisdom. And with all that instruction, if you're not willing to lean your heart to actually bending over and having a desire for something more, you will not get it. You have to start with yourself. You know, the only way I have a key to what's happening with anybody is how deep I go within myself. If I go deep enough and touch that chi, then I can touch anybody, even people sitting on the ground that got issues. Because we all connected. I can't just let them sit there without giving them some encouragement or something. Maybe everybody else has just passed by them. So well, who cares about them? They crazy. No, they're not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Somebody doesn't say you're okay. I mean, hey, things will be better, something. But everybody else just ignores you like you don't count. And that's sort of like the way society does it. It's up to you. It's a me, mine, I generation. I've got what I want, so what for you? No, that doesn't work that way. As a matter of fact, let me show you something. If one of us is falling and you need a hand, somebody reaches to grab you, you don't ask them what religion they are when you fall. You just want help.
Right.
You don't even ask them, who do they serve? You don't need any of that information. All you need to know is that you're a human being and I'm a human being, and we're connected regardless, because it's a universal law. So when people start doing that, then you have what they call cessation of wars and all this. So who's going to warn each other? I wouldn't warn my friend. And check this out, Zelda. Have you noticed, why do they have so much violence in these games, in video games, so much violence on TV? The little boy was 6 years old. He took a gun and shot his teacher.
It's called
72 months old. How much violence had he been exposed to at 72 months? So he would pick up a gun, bring it into class, and shoot a teacher. Now tell me that they're not teaching you to shoot people. If a 6-year-old goes and gets a gun and shoots a teacher, what's he saying? So, I mean, it's bigger than this race thing. Oh, well, black people aren't treated right. If black people just have unity, man, we will slay the world. They have used this disunity thing against us to the nth degree. We fight in our families. People can't get along. It's just sickening to me. Because what's happening? The children are watching us do all this dysfunction, and how is that helping them to be better with each other? So what, you got a dysfunctional generation that can sit around texting all day, but they can't even write a whole paragraph. Wow,
because
whatever. What happened to the basics?
I've learned, Obadiah, they have taken cursive writing out of the schools. These children don't even know how to write. They don't have a clue that there's some synchronicity, there's some power between the thumb and the fingers when you're writing on paper. They don't know about the power of the brain and what goes on when you're writing. But the powers that be who design the cell phone and the text, they know, and they don't want you to have that power. That's why they put texting out. So you
wouldn't. That's right. And this is one little tidbit. Remember when we were growing up, they had a little TV on there. You had three or four channels. Everybody watched it, one television, and then at 10 o'clock, kind of comes test pattern.
Yes, sir.
Do the rest of their lives when they didn't have TV 24 hours a day. We got over 500 channels and all that stuff for what? Is that really better? You can't even walk down the street but somebody says hi to you and you got your guard up because you think they want to take something from you and all they said was hi?
Yeah.
What type of society are we living in? Is that better than you?
Well, we can help. Change that. We can help redirect that, and that's what we do here at the Higher Learning Network with the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest every last Saturday of the month. You'll see that information scrolling on the bottom of the screen. If you have youth between the ages of 13 and 19, encourage them to send in a one-minute video audition to HLN TV show. I'm sorry, repeat that.
They have to have conscious messages in their song.
That would be nice, but if they don't, we will still accept it, but we will encourage them to go back and put a conscious message in the song or in the dramatization, because we have photographers, we have directors, we have producers, we have children who do art, calligraphy, dance, all kinds of things.
Oh, wow. So then that's a way of highlighting. But I'm just curious, what's up with this music that got all this cursing and stuff and downgrading people? Why do they even make music like that? What's wrong with the mind of somebody that would buy that?
Yeah.
And play that while their children are riding down the street? Who would play that?
It's all about money. Because that is
money.
The mindset. Money, money, money. Because that's
so
we have been.
What about the truth, Miss Elder? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. What can you do with money if you don't have no wisdom, knowledge, and understanding?
Money is only a means.
It's a material thing. You can't take it with you.
No, you can't take it with you. But the thought is you can have a lot of fun with it while you're here, and that's what keeps us trapped. Is the fun. Brother Lionel Abdul-Hawk talks about that every first Monday of the month, about how we have been so sensationalized. If we're not having fun, we're not living. And that is the furthest thing from the... We're not living if we're not...
That is so sad. That's just like saying you got to have sex to have a decent relationship. That is so What about all the other things that go with relationships? You know, that's why it's amazing. When you're a young man, you're always jumping in your pants thinking about what you want. I think sometimes it takes men 40 years before they even realize what women really want.
And by then, most of them have prostate issues.
Maybe. Maybe not. But you still are supposed to deal with conversation and all the other things that go with life. But in society, sex. And it doesn't even make sense. Don't you have something to tie it to? What about your mind and your spirit? Wow, it's heavy, man. Sometimes you be so into ascension spiritually, you ain't got time to go down to some physical level. They better get with the program and raise their consciousness.
Yeah, well, that's what we do.
Because, you know, I don't listen to you and this network stuff, but I sure ain't going to get no consciousness out of that in the morning. Wow. Morning is a female solution. Let's get some solutions going there. That stuff on TV, it just don't get it. Wow.
You go get some content. Believe that.
And I'm going to go outside and listen to some of this nature, because there's some animals out there got some information for you that TV don't have. Y'all better get out there and get some of nature.
Hey, you heard it from Obadiah. You need to get with the program.
Doing it, sister.
Calling Albert Obadiah as he goes out in nature. And I hope you'll get a chance to get out in nature, too. I'm going to get out in nature sometime today as soon as I can. The show is over. I usually spend Mondays editing after this show, editing for our show on Channel 19. So, you know, they don't allow certain commercial content, so I have to edit out things. So, anyway, it is 822-515-6059325. Press 1 to speak as we go to the phone line. 779-801, you're live on the Female Solution. Gray Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Unmute yourself. Hi, who's this?
I said, Grand Rising. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. birthday. This is Maika. How are you?
Grand Rising, my sister. Thank you so much for calling this morning.
Yes, I want to applaud you for all the work that you're doing. I know it's hard. It's a lot of tedious stuff you got to deal with, but you're doing it. You're doing it well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my sister. I greatly appreciate that. Somebody knows that the work, it ain't easy, but it's got to be done.
It's not easy. And I just want to tell you what I'm doing. I talked to you last Monday, and I was telling you about the February I Am calendar. I'm still working on getting it out. God told me to make it open source so that people could download it for free, and it is available for free or as it's designed. At anewbeing.com/February, and that's an 18-by-24-inch calendar which you can download probably at Staples or Kinko's or something like that, you know, and get it laminated. Put it up, give it to a child or give it to a school, a teacher.
Yeah.
And so that we can go through our history together during February, and we can be in sync about something. This is what happened to us. And it's a process of cultural education and cultural development. You know, right now, most people are, when it comes to culture, we're still operating from a slave culture. We have not advanced to a culture that we've developed ourselves, because as we came, we did come out of slavery. And as a result, certain things still linger. Well, we have to get it out of. One of the things we have to get out of us is knowing that we are a great people. And as we study the calendar, we'll find that, like, in just the month of February, it'll cover a whole year of curriculum. You can go take just the month of February, and teachers would have some, and parents would have some to teach their child every day about the greatness that we are, that we didn't, everybody didn't stay confined and squeezed into this little box called slavery, that you can't do anything, that you're not allowed to be anything, that you can't contribute. So we have to get some cultural seeds in us. And these are the 22 cultural seeds, if I may: cultural understanding, cultural expression, cultural love, cultural awareness, cultural purity, cultural academics, cultural respect, cultural freedom, cultural preservation, cultural renaissance, cultural justice, cultural development, cultural dignity, cultural honor, cultural accuracy, cultural education, cultural continuity, cultural knowledge, cultural awareness, cultural advance, and last is cultural, I can't pull it up.
Well, I have it up on the screen, the 22 cultural seeds, I Am February calendar.
Those are the things we have to engage with in developing a culture. So by studying this calendar together as a people in February, we will develop a cultural understanding, and all these seeds will begin to sprout in us as we begin to realize that if they could do it, we can do it in the now. If they could overcome the tragedies and traumas that life brought to them, we can do it right now. And that's important. It's so important.
And I love the way that, I love the way that you have it, 22 cultural seeds. These are seeds. This is an experience. How did you come up with that idea, Maika?
Everything I come up with comes from the source within.
I sometimes wonder,
when did I do this? How did I do this? Why did I do this? I'm not. And it's like I've been put to sleep or something. Mm. Yeah, I don't remember a lot of the stuff that I do and how I do it. Really amazing. But I'm glad that I'm available for usage. That's all I can be. Thankfully,
okay.
God has me to use me to do what needs to be done.
Amen.
Because I tell you, God, when Source God told me to make it open source, make it free, I kind of rebelled, you know.
I'm sure you did.
I put all this work in this. I'm not going to give this away free to people. God said, if you wanted to get out, you're going to make it free. So I said, okay, do that. And then I stumbled and fell a couple of times. It was hard. It was really hard. But I knew that was the Lord telling me to do that. So I just did it.
Right.
And there it is. It's available. And it's available as a remembrance of Selma, Alabama. Selma, Alabama was destroyed last Thursday. I talked to some friends of mine in Selma. I called one friend. She was driving down the street at Selma. Right when I called her, she was describing the terrible, everything's gone, in other words. That's what she's saying. There's nothing standing. Downtown is a wreck. And we have to remember Selma. Selma is the capital of democracy.
Yes.
Democracy began in Selma, Alabama. It's a very historic site. The energies are there. To go to Selma is like to walk in the footsteps of Dr. King.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walk in the footsteps. This is where he tread at, and pick up on those vibrations and energies that allow him and the others to achieve the great things that they did in bringing voting rights to the people of the South. They didn't have the right to vote. In the North, we had the right to vote, but we didn't take it serious.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have it. They had Jim Crow.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't go to the county courthouse and just register to vote. They had to answer crazy questions like, how many jelly beans is in this jar and stuff like that. You know, what has that got to do with anything?
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to remember is, and take into account, is the fact that there are people who have worked diligently and very seriously to keep us from voting. You have to ask the question, why is that?
Yes.
Why does somebody keep somebody else from voting? Because how powerful voting is. It's making a decision. Hopefully in your own interest, if you know yourself, you'll make a decision in your own interest. Always. Otherwise, somebody else is going to do it. You're either going to cast the vote for you, or somebody going to cast the vote for you.
Okay.
So we have to take seriously casting a vote for ourselves. Unfortunately, we don't learn to vote in our homes, and that should be the first place that children learn to vote. They should be able to vote and make decisions about what's going to happen to them, what they're going to wear, what time they're going to get up, what they're going to eat. They should have decisions in that.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to be easy for parents to incorporate that into their lives. But when do they learn if not at home? Everything begins at home, all of our learning. So we have to take very seriously our home development so that we can come out into the world and express those things that are good for us and others and help others to understand what's good to vote for.
Amen, Mike.
To vote for homeless, and that's a wonderful thing because they need people in their corner. They don't often know why they became homeless and how to go back and trace what happened to them that led them to this particular expression right now. But the question is, how do we move forward out of homelessness? We can't keep it as something that people just continue to endure the rest of their lives. That's mm-hmm. like a prison, another form of slavery.
You are absolutely right. Vieta Robinson, my sister from another mister, says, Maika is a great example of being in the fourth stage as a creator of something needed to free us all from the matrix. Thank you.
Thank you, Vieta.
Yes, thank you, Vieta. Yes, because we're all trapped in it. We're finding our way out. The lights have been on for a while, and we now see that. And Maika, I totally agree with you about the how you made the decision to not charge a fee for this book, because I had the same exact experience when I started the ebook, How I Reverse Type 2 Diabetes, and mm-hmm. I'm thinking to myself, it is crucial that more people know that diabetes can be reversed. So right. Go to diabeticdonut.com. It's a free download, because I said all the time, effort, and energy I spent and then paid people to help me do this, put this project together, and now I got to go do it for free, for real? And this is a conversation I'm having back and forth with myself. It's like, you taught me to be an entrepreneur. You taught me to be self-sufficient, and now here I am trying to be even more self-sufficient, and I take the information that you gave me, and you tell me I got to give it away free? I'm not feeling that, but I was obedient like you, Maika. I did it anyway. And blessings
right, all over the place. When we did that, we stepped out of capitalism.
Oh, yes. I didn't think about it like that.
Out of the matrix. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have to give. We have to learn to give. We're always looking to receive, but we got to give of ourselves if things are going to change.
All right.
I just want people to know, to not have the knowledge of that I have of what has transpired in the past in terms of our history. Our history is our building block. It's that which we can stand on for surety. That it's real. We have so much to be thankful for, and we have to be able to know what that is. What is it that we have to be thankful for?
We've
come a long way.
Starting from the breath. It's 8:33 if you just tuned in. That is my star of the microphone, Maika from anewbeing.com/February. We're going to take our last commercial break, and you stay close. I'll keep your line open, Maika, and we'll be right back. So,
okay.
And I want you to hear this about that. You could be diabetic and not know it. Are you overweight, tired all the time,
mm-hmm.
too much belly fat? That could be a problem. You could be diabetic. Yes, you could be. Well, this is from the Health and Wellness Expo, and you could have joined me there, and you can also join us every Monday morning on Monday Morning Mindfulness. We will touch on the subject of diabetes, and you simply have to download the ebook, and which it is free, and you can get the same information that anybody else has on how I reverse type 2 diabetes, and if I can do it, anybody can do it. How about that? As we take our last break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
Joining us back here on The Female Solution, I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness as we continue the celebration and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. If you are not familiar, and I know not everyone is, I don't know what rock you've been living under, but if you're not familiar with the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, it's time you Google it and do your homework. If babies know about Dr. King, then you need to know about Dr. King. Because had it not been for his willingness to put himself and his family at risk, we would not be here today. And with all the madness that is going on in this world, we have got to stay centered, folks. We have got to get back into nature. We have got to get away from the electronics. We've got to tune out. Ralph Smart says it all the time. We got to tune out in order to tune in. And that's what Maika, I'm opening your mic back up. Am I opening up the
okay,
right mic?
Dear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me now, Maika?
I can hear you, dear.
Yeah. And this is why it's imperative that we know who we are and where we come from, not just the slave story, but we have to plant cultural seeds for our children. And how do you do that? How do you think you can plant seeds? You can do it. And I would like for you to type in the comment section, what's the one thing that you can do today to help our children continue to plant seeds as we honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? Type that into the section if you like, because today is the day you can begin to be a new being. As you can see on the, if you're online, you can see it on our Facebook page, Higher Learning TV Show, and our YouTube channel. Oh, and I forgot to mention to check out my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness, either one of those. But as you can see here, at anewbeing.com/February, there is some awesome information that you need to be sharing with your family, with your friends, with your community. Because if things are to change, Dr. King gone. He left his legacy. What will your legacy be? I got a good feeling, Maika, you will be remembered for anewbeing.com and planning these cultural seeds. I don't think, as a matter of fact, I know you will, because you are continuing in the steps of Dr. King, and I applaud you for that. So thank you so very much for the work that you do and continue to do. And to listen to that voice and say, I'm not going to turn. Oh, yeah, baby, you way past. You way past most of us because it's like, yeah, I must time every minute.
I got to make money off this. Right. So, Zelda, let's just give an example of, like, what's on the calendar. Just give me any date in February, and let's read what's there. What happened on that date?
Okay, so I'm in one section, so let me go back to the home page. What should I click on?
I got it in front of me. I'll read it. Just give me a date.
Okay, February 18th. How about that?
Wow, and I write it February 18th. I knew you were going to say that.
Wow.
I don't know how I knew.
Wow, talk about divine order.
I was actually reading that when you said the 18th. So the earliest thing that happened on February 18th, first of all, the theme of that day is freedom, because each day in February is governed by principles. You know, principles bring things into being. When they took prayer out of school, if they had continued by instilling principles in the children, it would have been the same thing, because principles go through every religion, basically deals with the same principles in their own way. So that's the theme of the day. The earliest event was in 1884 when Paul Revere Williams was born. He is an architect, first African-American member of the American Institute of Architects. In 1918, Johnny Coleman was born, the New Thought pioneer founded by her. The New Thought movement was founded by her. And then in 1931, Toni Morrison was born, the novelist, editor, and professor. In 1934, Audre Lorde, writer, feminist, librarian, activist, was born. And in 1965, Jimmie Lee Jackson was shot by Alabama state troopers who sparked the Selma to Montgomery March. And in 1965, the country of Gambia in Africa gained independence. And then I have in 1965, Dr. Dre was born, rapper and entrepreneur. And so that's the day of the 18th. So imagine. Everybody who has a calendar reading this at the same time, this becomes a new way of communicating. Okay, did you know that Gambia got free today? You know, wow, where's Gambia at? You know, let me check out Gambia since it was free, got independence in February. You know, that becomes our history, and we can build on it, and we can communicate about it. And that's where we grow. That's where the cultural seeds start sprouting. Oh, he was an architect. Let me study him. I want to be an architect. You know, he was successful. He came, and he was born in 1884. I mean, I'm here in 2023. I could become that, too. You know, that's the thought that's put into the minds of children, the possibilities that are before them as a result of knowing. But they have to know. So, yeah, that's how it works. It's really simple. It's not difficult. I was studying it. I didn't know that a nuclear scientist was born in our race in 1926, Virgil Trice Jr. on February 3rd. I had no idea there was a nuclear scientist born in our race, but it is.
Wow. I had no idea either, but it just goes to show you how when you are in tune, when you are vibrating on a certain level, that energy, you are connected to the divine source of the energy, and you can communicate with people and not even talk to them. You don't even have near them. There is no coincidence that Maika asked me to pick a page, and I picked page 18. She had another city. We are miles away. I didn't know what page to go to. I had no clue. But because I take the time to do my morning spiritual ritual.
We could
on another source that has nothing to do with this. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's, too. Thank you, my sister, for showing up this morning. We got some calls.
Thank you,
we got... Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Because somebody's going to say something that they need to hear something from you. I just feel that. So I'm just going to say that. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Area code 312-848. You are live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where you calling from? And what's your comment? Happy Dr. King Day.
Well, thank you. Same to you. Grand Rising, this is Rashida in Chicago.
Grand Rising, Rashida. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to hear yours, too. I would like to ask Monica, what happened yesterday, a date on her calendar? Oh, something motivational, because yesterday I came back from the store and a man was lying dead in front of my house.
What?
So what happened good yesterday? Please tell me what happened
good
yesterday.
You want some
yesterday.
Good energy, huh? Yesterday was the 15th. And Mama D's program is the day of honor, and that's the day she asked people to wear white. A lot of things happened on yesterday. A fool is a wise man's ladder. That's an African proverb. That's part of yesterday. Mm-hmm. Alpha Kappa Alpha was founded. Martin Luther King Jr. was born. That's actually his actual birthday.
Really?
Queen Ida, Queen Ida, Creole accordionist and first female accordionist to lead a Zydeco band. I don't know what none of that is. See, I have to research further. And that's the other thing about the calendar. It causes you to research. Let me see. Bernard Hopkins was born. He was a championship boxer. Jeffrey Lone was born. He took oath of office as the first African-American congressman from Georgia, and Samuel Jesse Battle was the first African-American police officer in New York City. Basically, that's what happened, and there's a quote.
Well, it's good to
I'd like a
ham
to hear this quote. This may give you a laugh. I'd like a hamburger and a Coke, please. Sir, we don't serve Negroes here. Ma'am, I don't eat Negroes. I like a hamburger and a Coke.
that's something. Well, what I would like to do, I would like to set up a charitable trust, and hopefully someone would develop a committee to sort of work towards solving some of these unsolved homicides, because yesterday was pitiful. The ambulance didn't come. The police was going through the man's pocket. He's just lying there dead. And you know, it's just that. I know when you die, your soul goes back to Allah, goes back to God, you know, or goes back to the universe. But just to be here and visualize that is traumatizing to me. And I'm not afraid of death. But I am afraid of injury, and I'm working on that fear. Traumaphobic, I know that. But then it seems like there's more things that's happening. So what I want to do, I want to put $500 in a charitable trust to start a committee to sort of work toward solving some of these unsolved homicides here on the South Side of Chicago. Majorly the South Side, because that's where most of the unsolved homicides are. And, you know, it just focused in my brain. My favorite friend, she died. That was okay. But then the next week, her grandson got shot in the head. So it's just too much for me in Chicago to not to try and do something about it, you know, to solve it. Because 82% of the homicides in Chicago are not solved, and most of them are by our people, and I witnessed it with my own eyes. So I love what Maika is doing, and I commend you, whatever assistance I always offered. But it seems like for some reason I'm just stuck in this scenario, or syndrome, or whatever it is, and I think it's for a purpose. So my first step toward trying to do something about it I'm going to contribute $500 to the charitable trust, mainly for solving or trying to solve some of the unsolved homicides that's happening in our community, because most of the other communities seem to resolve theirs. We're not doing a very good job, and I'm witnessing too much. It's making my flesh tremble. So that's what I wanted to say. And I wanted to ask my equal what good happened on that day, because I can't even sleep.
That's what I was born on that day.
Yesterday. Yeah, thank you, my equal, for motivation.
Yes, wow. I think we need to focus on prevention also. Whereas you want to solve the homicides, a lot of us, we need to focus on preventing these homicides. How do we do that? How do we keep our people from killing each other and killing themselves?
I have a resolve for that. We need to set up some clinics at in our community, some clinics to work toward precinct by precinct toward the people healing, because they say that a lot of the homicides are not going to be solved because the people who are doing it, some of them are doing it for the first time, and the first time killers get away. That's what the researchers have written, that first time killers do it just to see how it feels to be done. So that's a mental issue. So we need to address the issues that's making these people have no reverence for others' lives, especially innocent victims of. Day before yesterday, they found a four-month-old baby dead on the west side, and I killed the baby. So, you know, all this stuff, I don't even like hearing the news, because my flesh trembles, because it's too much, you know, that's happening right in my eye. And Channel 9 News stood there for 5 hours, and nobody said nothing. How I witnessed it, I was coming from shopping, got out the cab, and that's what was happening. Well, I mean, what had happened. And the man was still lying there. Police going through his pockets. No ambulance or anything. Ambulance didn't come for about 20 minutes. So that was our issues that we need to, you know, address. And I'm not sure whether it's just in Chicago that it's happening, but it's just too much in my sight. You know, I've witnessed about 7 people lying dead on the street.
What?
I mean, honest to God, 75th and Yates.
You're talking about in your life?
I'm talking about in less than a year. You know?
Wow.
And so I don't know why it's coming. I didn't even go to my friend. I went to her Janessa, to her funeral. But I didn't go to my her grandson's funeral because it happened on Christmas Day. And it happened right after she had passed. So all this is in my eyesight. And that's why it affected me. Maybe I will come numb to it like most people have because people didn't even do anything. There were 5 shots. And people didn't even come out the door.
Wow.
Until after the police and the ambulance said,
yeah. Well, you know, Rashida, you're putting a lot of energy into what you experienced, and it's in the negatives. You know, on the integer scale, you got 0, and then you got minuses, -1, -2, and you go over to infinity, and then on the right side, it's the plus. So why don't you speak to something positive that happened to you yesterday, just to balance it out?
Thank you.
Nothing positive happened to me. I mean, nothing negative happened.
Yeah, you
to
got
me.
Up and you breathed.
That's positive, but nothing negative happened to me. It happened to another soul, not my soul.
But you were traumatized by seeing it. You were traumatized
by just
viewing it. So that happened to you. That's what happened to you. That's an experience.
They
and now it's happening to us as you express it to us. We're experiencing the same trauma that you had yesterday as you put it out in words.
To do something about it, you know. Huh?
She don't hear you, Monica. Mike is trying to explain something to each other, and you all are kind of talking over each other.
Oh, I did not hear her. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Well, that pretty much says it all anyway, because it is 8:57 and this show is pretty much over with. Ooh, we've got one more hand.
It can't be dehumanized and desensitized. The people in my neighborhood, they don't have no emotions or no assertiveness, not even to talk to the news. I can't be like a zombie. You know, I'm human. I have feelings. I'm not overly emotional, but my response is building a charitable trust and try to solve some of the unsolved homicides. That's my emotion, not getting all freaked out because the person died. It's because it's a humane thing to do.
Thank Michael. We thank Rush.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show.
312-71, you got about 30 seconds. Hi, who's this? 312-61.
We're on your long list. This is Minister Plump. The best thing I can say is stop the violence, stop the robbing, stealing and killing and looting and hijacking. And get in touch with us through the HarrellWashingtonFoundation.info. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing that information. Thank you for keeping us company here this morning on the Female Solution, and continue to as were instructed by Dr. Martin Luther King, and that is to be of service to someone. Thank you. We appreciate you, and be sure and check out my blog. And I will put that information up there so that you can share it.
We say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Jeong Kunyong. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
blogspot.com. Be sure and join us tomorrow for Self-Care with Jody Susan. Thank you so much for sharing this video. Make it a great day. Happy Dr. King Day.
Every youth employment program.
who's cut out violence prevention programs, who's abandoned our communities and the poor and the vulnerable. And I think we've got to reach out to our brothers on the street and love them and respect them and help them, not just demonize them.
I learned that no matter what you do and how much of a genuine heart you have, and if you're coming from a good place, people are going to criticize if they don't agree with what you're doing.
Yo, what's up? It's your man, Tony Schofield from 106.3 Chicago's R&B, and you are watching Men on Higher Learning. Now, I used to hang around with some men that was into some higher learning. It just wasn't that kind of higher learning, but I got myself together now, okay?
What is it that you do in your quiet time, in your meditation time, that allows you to bring us the films that you do?
I sit courtside to Madison Square Garden, world's most famous arena.
Thanks for sharing.